Hello and welcome to Tony Brew Ministries. Here's a Bible message using verses from Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. The title is Righteous Rule.
I had the glorious opportunity today to talk to you about righteous rule. We're talking in verses from Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. The Bible does teach that when the righteous bear rule, we're so much better off when the righteous are in authority. When the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. We can see that in empires of the past that have risen and fallen. We can see it in our country today. When the wicked are in authority and bear rule, there's oppression, there's depression, there's uneasiness and upheaval in the government. Proverbs chapter 11, verses 10 and 11, when it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth. And when the wicked perish, there is shouting. Now you might look at the end of that verse and say, when the wicked perish, there is shouting. We shouldn't rejoice when somebody dies. But you think about these big old kingpins, Bin Ladens and all that. You cannot help but rejoice when evil is taken out of the way. And when God does what he does and takes care of those who are causing so much trouble, when it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoices. The city is in better shape when the righteous are in authority. You can look in cities and communities across our land, and when those who have right principles and godly standards are in authority, even though they may not be what you might call a Christian, but they go by godliness. There are many in our nation, our forefathers. They may or may not have been considered to be Christian men and women, but they had Christian values and they were built on Christian principles. Our nation was a theocracy, one God. The freedom of religion does not mean that you worship any old God. The freedom of religion, our forefathers came here to worship the God, the only one and true God. When the righteous are in authority, and when it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. There's a difference when the righteous rule and when the wicked are in authority. When you have the blessing of God upon a city, and the upright and the righteous are in authority, things go well. They go better. The old ad said, things go better with Coca-Cola, things go better with Coke. Well, it goes better when the righteous and the upright are in authority. Verse 26 of that chapter, he that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him, but blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. When you have authority and when you have control over the food, over the energy, over the product, when you hold it back, when you hold it back from the people curse you, you're under a curse. But when you let it go, when you release it, you are blessed. When you cut off the energy source, when you cut off the pipeline, when you undo and do away with the jobs of the oil and the gas and the energy in our land, you're under a curse. But when you release it, when you release the food, you're releasing the blessing of God. Chapter 14, verse 34, Proverbs, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. We've seen that in our nation. When our nation did what was right, righteousness exalted our nation. We have been blessed. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies and amber waves of grain. We have been blessed in our nation. God has blessed our nation. God is, Ray Charles said, God done shed his grace on thee. God has blessed us in many ways. We have been blessed physically. We have been blessed spiritually. We have seen this happen not only in America, but in Israel. Righteousness exalted their nation. Under the reigns of David and Solomon, I've been reading in my Bible now and just reading, starting in King Solomon, he was so blessed. when he was blessed so much, he was in tune with God. And as long as he put God first in his life, as long as he put God first in his kingdom, as long as he put God first in his counsel and his decision and things that he made, he was blessed. But when he became too enamored with his riches, and he became too enamored in going after the women, wine, women, and song, makes you go crazy and makes you do wrong. That's what happened to him. And he got in trouble. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. No matter how much money you got, no matter how high you are, sin will bring you down. Chapter 16, verse 10, a divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresseth not in judgment. God gives the king, we'll say the ruler, the authority to do what's right. God blesses the ruler when they do what's right. Doesn't matter whether it's a king, whether it's a monarch, whether it's a president, whether it's a governor. Doesn't matter who it is. God blesses those who do right. And he gives the divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresseth not in judgment. That is, those who rule in righteousness. In verse 12, it is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. God has put government into system. He has put it in place so that we could be ruled in righteousness and goodness. And the throne is established by righteousness. That's why it's an abomination to rulers to commit wickedness. And we've seen wickedness in high places, not just in the spiritual, but wickedness in high places in the government. It's an abomination for them to do the things they're doing now, because the throne is supposed to be established by righteousness. Verse 18, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. We have seen pride arise in America, and it's going to bring us to our knees, not to our knees in prayer, but I'm afraid to our knees in judgment and wrath of Almighty God. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty and high spirit before a fall. Chapter 18, verse 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. What can we do, brothers and sisters, during this time when we're seeing our freedom erode away, and the things that we have believed in and the things that we have built our nation on seem to just be taken away and go away and doesn't matter anymore? I'll tell you what we can do. The righteous can run into the tower. The righteous can run into our safe place. In the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous can run into it and be safe, praise God, from all evil. And let come what may against the tower, but it's not going to throw the tower down, because our tower is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. His name is a strong tower, and the righteous can run into it and be safe. Amen. A king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes. When you're doing what's right, and you're a king or ruler, and you're in authority, and you're doing what's right, you can actually scatter away evil with your eyes. That's the way your mama used to look at you, and you knew you were dead meat. You were in trouble, didn't you? And a ruler has the power to do that when they do what's right. Verse 26, a wise king scattereth the wicked and bringeth the wheel over them. When a ruler does what's right and he puts down evil, then crime will be deterred. But when a ruler does what's wrong and he actually embraces and exhorts crime, then the city and the nation is in a whole lot of trouble. The king has the power to scatter the wicked and brings the wheel over them. That is, he judges what's wrong and he does what's right. Verse 28, mercy and truth preserve the king, and his throne is upholden by mercy. God give us leaders of compassion and mercy. Mercy and truth will kiss each other, the psalm says, and righteousness and peace will be brought together. Mercy and truth will preserve the king, the ruler. His throne will be upholden by mercy. Chapter 21, verse 1, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will. Your ruler may think that you're doing what you want to do. They may think that they're doing what people around them tell them to do, and in a lot of ways they are. But the king's, the ruler's hand is in the heart of the Lord. God has got his heart in your hands. He's got his breath in your hands. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the tiny little baby in his hand. He got the sun and the moon and the wind and the rain in his hand. God has got your heart in his hand. He's got that ruler's heart in his hand. He can turn it to the left. He can turn it to the right. He can turn it up and he can turn it down. He can turn it any way he wants to. You might think that you're doing what you want to do, but God has the power to cause you to do what's right and to do what he wants you to do. And even if our rulers and our leaders are doing wrong, we can pray for them and God can take his hand and his heart is in his hand and he can turn that heart and make them do what's right, cause them to do what's right. Chapter 25, verse 5, take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. All these wicked counselors that are surrounding our president, that are surrounding our leaders, if you take all these wicked people away, the throne, the government, the nation will be established in righteousness. And in our system, we call it cleaning out the swamp. That's what needs to happen. Clean out the junk. Swamp. When you go fishing, you throw the thing out, you hook out into the pond, you drag it back in, it's got all that old moss on it. You can't catch anything like that. You got to get all that junk out of there. And there's so much junk in the world today. There's so much putrefying evil in the government today. And the wicked needs to be taken away and the throne can be established in righteousness. Chapter 28, verse 1. The wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. The wicked will end up running away because they don't have anything to stand on. And the righteous are built on the solid rock. We can be bold as a lion, not because we're brash and hateful, but because our King is the Lamb of God, the Lion of Judah. And we can be bold as a lion because we're standing for what's right. For the transgression of a land, many are the princes thereof. But by a man of understanding and knowledge, the state thereof shall be prolonged. The more evil you have, the more the land has evil and transgression. It calls for more princes. Because of the transgression of a land, you have to have more princes, more leaders, more law enforcement. Why is so much law enforcement necessary? Because there's so much evil going on. You wait till the millennial reign of Jesus Christ, you won't need any of that. You won't have to have a constable, you won't have to have a sheriff, you don't have to have a policeman, you won't have to have any of that. Because he is the King of Kings, and he's in authority, he's in charge. But our world that we live in now, you have to have not only a church on every corner, but you have to have a law on every corner. Because of the way people are doing. A man of understanding and knowledge, the state of it will be prolonged. There's a difference. You can see in one verse, all these have just differences almost in every verse of the righteous and the wicked. The wicked and the righteous. Because of transgression, wickedness requires more law enforcement, requires more governmentation, requires more all of that legislation. They have to make laws because they already got laws. And I'm talking about, and thinking about when they bring this law up, I said, they already got laws that say the same thing. They're not even doing it. So you got to make another law because it's so crooked they can't keep the first one. You've got to make all these laws. But God gave us 10 commandments. We can't even keep 10 commandments. So all these other laws have to be put in place because we can't even do what's right. That is, as a people in general. Thank God you and I, when you're born again, you can do what's right. Verse 4, they that forsake the law praise the wicked. When you forsake God's word, you've given vote to the wicked. You're praising the wicked. But such as keep the law, contend with them. You want to go against evil? Just do what's right. Do what's right by God's word, and you'll be going against evil. Verse 9, he that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. Those who don't want to serve God, they don't want to listen to God, they don't want to go by the laws of God, they don't want to have the values of God, they don't want to do the standards of God. But yet when they're in trouble, who do they call? Pray for me. Well, if you get right with God, you can pray for yourself. God likes you just as much as he likes me. He wants to hear from you just as much as he wants to hear from me. Yes, we have an honor and privilege to be able to pray for you. But if people get right with God, they can have a relationship with God themselves. They can pray for themselves. But if you go against God's law, you don't have any use for God, you turn away your ear from hearing the law of God, even your prayer will be an abomination. God can't hear you because you're not in step with Him. You don't want to do what He says. You hate God, and then you want Him to heal you, you want Him to bless you, you want Him to help you, but you don't want to live for God, you want to do what's right. Boy, I'm preaching better than y'all letting on. When righteous men do rejoice, there is great glory. But when the wicked rise, a man is hidden. There's fear. When wicked men rise, and I say men and women, don't get me started on all these girls on TV talking about all this junk. Man, they ain't even got sense enough to put a pair of pantyhose on their head, much less run a government somewhere. Righteous men rejoice, there's glory, and when the wicked rise, a man is hidden. You have fear that comes in because of it. Verse 15, as a roaring lion and a raging bear, so is a wicked ruler over the poor people. You would be better off to have a raging bear, a roaring lion to get a hold of you than you would some of these wicked people who are taking our nation and plunging it straight into hell. Chapter 29, verse 2. This is one of the most important verses of the session. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. We can see that. I can tell you it's true, but all you've got to do is just look around you, and you're a breathing, living mammal human being right now. You know it's true. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bears rule, the people mourn. Your vote is really an easy thing to do. People sometimes say, I don't know who to vote for. Now, church election is hard because all of them are our brothers and sisters. And I don't like it when people run against one another, when they compete with each other, because I love everybody. But when you're having a national election, it's easy to do. Most of the time, there's one party on one side and one party on another. And it's not talking about the party. It's talking about the principle. What kind of principle do they uphold? Do they believe that it's all right to kill your baby? Do they believe it's all right for a man and a rooster to marry a rooster and a hen to go with a hen? Go take a trip down to the barn. You don't see any roosters walking arm in arm.
That's right.
Go out to the dog pen. You don't see Jill and Sally trying to get in. Even a dog and a chicken and a bird, they know who to go with and what to do. If people ain't got half sense of God, give a billy goat. You don't want me to preach this morning, do you? When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. When the wicked bears rule, the people mourn. The king by judgment establisheth the land, but he that receiveth gifts overthroweth it. When you pay your way out of a crime, and you can bribe your way in, it causes trouble in the government. It causes trouble everywhere. But the king who judges righteously, he does not take gifts. Because the proverb said a gift blinds the eyes and perverts judgment. Scornful men bring a city into a snare, but wise men turn away wrath. When you got people that will not listen to authority, scornful, they cause trouble. They bring a city into a snare. They cause the trouble. But the righteous people, one who submits himself to God, a wise person, will turn away wrath. Verse 12, if a ruler hearken to lies, all his servants are wicked. When a ruler hearkens to evil counsel and lies, it makes all of his people around him look like they're wicked. Verse 14, the king that faithfully judges the poor, his throne shall be established forever. When you do what's right, you have the blessing from God upon your life. That's what the verse is saying. When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increaseth, but the righteous shall see their fall. We're going to see a payday someday. There's old Vance Havner, payday someday, he preached. And we're going to see that payday someday. My question is it judgment or is it sowing and reaping? The answer is both. Yeah, God judges sin. God judges evil. But it's not that God has to do anything. God says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. If you sow to your flesh, you will of the flesh reap corruption. If you sow to the Spirit, you will of the Spirit reap life everlasting. A lot of this is just plain old sowing and reaping. You have sown your wild oats, and now you're reaping your seeds of damnation. The wicked are multiplied. Transgression increases, but the righteous shall see their fall. Where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. That's verse 18. And it's talking about the vision, not necessarily a vision, oh, I had a vision from God, but it's just talking about doing what's right. When you have the law of God, the law of God is your authority. But our nation does not want to have the law of God to tell them what to do. Why? Because then they can do whatever they want to do. But as long as the law of God is in authority, they can't do just what they want to do. They've got to listen to what God says. But when you take away the establishment, when you take away the standard of God's word, since there's no standard to stand by except liberalism, you can do anything you want to. But where there is no vision, the people perish. But he who keeps the law, oh, he's happy. Many seek the ruler's favor, but every man's judgment cometh from the Lord. When you stand before the Lord, there's no buy-offs and payoffs, and my mama made me do it, third grade teacher didn't like me, and somebody stole my french fries at McDonald's. None of that's going to work before God. Every man's judgment comes from the Lord. You cannot buy your way out. You cannot buy your way out of hell. You cannot buy your way into heaven. Many seek the ruler's favor. They try to get in good with the ruler. You got to get in good with the main ruler, and that is God. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 16. Try to say Ecclesiastes two or three times. You spit your false teeth out. Moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. You cannot wait till you get in the perfect world to do what's right. You just got to do what's right anyway. Because even in the place of judgment, you're going to find some wickedness. Even in the place of righteousness, that means the church, you're going to find some iniquity. You get mad when you find wrong things going on in the church. Well, if you find a perfect church, you better not join it because you'll be there and you'll mess it up. I said in my heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for a purpose and for every work. God will know what to do. He'll straighten it out. He judges the righteous and the wicked. There is a time there for every purpose and for every work. God knows. He's got it all written down. He don't even have to write it down. He knows it. Chapter 4, verse 1. So I returned and considered all the oppressions that are done under the sun. And behold, the tears of such as were oppressed, and they had no comforter. On the side of their oppressors there was power, but they had no comforter. This verse says that when the power of the liberalism rule, we can see it right now, they have power that they've never had before in my lifetime. You talking about power? They got power. On the side of their oppressors, there were power. Seemed like the oppressors have more power. I know that God is almighty. I know that God is all powerful. I know that we're on the winning side, and I know it's going to come out right. But in this world that we're living in, seems like the wicked are in more power. They have a stronghold. It's a stronghold of power now that you've never seen before. And they had it set up and they knew what they were doing. In the moment they were got it in place, they pounced on it like a rat on a piece of cheese. I saw these oppressions that are done under the sun. The preacher said, I've seen it. Behold, the tears of such, they were oppressed. When you push down on the people and you push them down, they're oppressed. They don't know what to do. They had no comforter. On the side of their oppressors, there was power. But they, those who are being oppressed, they had no comforter. Verse 13 and 14, better is a poor and a wise child than an old and foolish king, who will no more be admonished. Do you know that a poor wise child is better than an old foolish king, an old foolish ruler? Why? Because you can't tell him anything. You can't tell him anything. He won't listen. He's got his foolish mind, convoluted mind, and foolish mind made up. You got to play your record player at night, you know. Out of prison he cometh to reign, whereas also he that is born in his kingdom becometh poor. All this oppression and evil is going on. Chapter 5, verse 8. If thou seest the oppression of the poor and violent perverting and judgment and justice in the province. It's going on right now in Portland, going on right now in Frisco, L.A., all across our land. You see all this perverting of justice. This and judgment in a province, marvel not at the matter, for he that is higher than the highest regarded, and there be higher than they. My daddy always told you, boy, there's somebody always bigger than you are. If you think you're big for your britches, there's always somebody bigger than you are. The higher than the highest, and God is the highest, and he knows what's happening. But all these people that think they're doing what they want to do, they are going to run out one of these days to the end of the rope, and it's going to catch you. Right. And you're going to be singing like that old guy, hang me, dang me, whatever it is. You ought to take a rope and hang me. I counsel thee, chapter 8, verse 2, to keep the king's commandment, and that in regard of the oath of God. You and I, as believers, are to be abiding, law-abiding citizens. We're to keep the king's, the ruler's commandment, but that is in regard to the oath of God. Peter said sometimes it's better to obey God than to obey man. And sometimes, it means all the time, but really it's better to obey God than to obey man. As long as your laws don't go against my God, you got my vote and you got my cooperation. But when your laws go against my God, I got to stand up for my God. I counsel thee to keep the king's commandment, and that in regard of the oath of God. Verse 11, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. Therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. If evil is put down quickly, people are not going to commit crime so much. They're going to be scared, or as we say in Vance County, scared. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. They don't execute it. They don't do what's right. They search through the law to try to find a loophole so they can let the crook out of prison so they can get him off the hook, get the crook off the hook. Instead of doing what's right and putting down evil and exalting righteousness, when the sentence against an evil work is not carried out speedily, therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. He got by with it, so I can do it too. Chapter 10, verse 20. Curse not the king. That means the ruler, the president. Don't you curse him. Don't you rail against him. No, not in your thought. Curse not the rich in your bedchamber. Boy, he's got all the money. Who's he thinks he is? She got a Gucci pocketbook. She got a better house than I got. Don't you curse them. Don't you speak evil against them. For a bird of the air shall carry the voice, and that which has wings shall tell the matter. Ooh, how did he find out what I said about him? God's not going to let you talk about people and get by with it. Because you're born again. You got the Holy Ghost. You don't need to be talking about nobody in a bad way and get by with it because you got the Holy Ghost. Amen. Chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. And everybody who likes to hear the end of the preacher's sermon will say, amen. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for that is the whole duty of man. Amen. Really simple when you get down to it.
That's right.
Keep it simple, Simon. Fear God. Keep his commandments. You fear God, you worship him, you love him, you serve him, you keep his commandments, you do what's right. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil.
Amen.
When you get to the end of the way, when I've gone the last mile of the way, it's important that we know on whose side we stand. God will bring every work into judgment. whether it be good or whether it be evil.
That's right.
So let us keep the commandment of God. Do what's right. Do what's right. Think for what's right. Vote for what's right. Pray for what's right. It doesn't matter how this world, the shape that it's in, when Jesus comes again, you'll be ready to go with Him. And you'll go up, up, up to be with Jesus. Father, thank you for the opportunity to be in this place today. Lord, we thank you that when the righteous are in authority, there is rejoicing. And when the wicked are in authority, the people mourn. And you know the shape of our world. You know the shape of our nation. You know the condition of our churches. You know the condition of our heart. And I pray today that you would be exalted. We thank you that your word always does good. And we thank you that your word gives us a perspective. And sometimes that we lose our way and we don't know what's going on, your word always shows us what's right. And we thank you for doing that today. In Jesus' name, amen.
This has been a Bible message using verses from Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. The title has been Righteous Rule. Make sure that Jesus Christ rules your life, that He is your Savior, King, and Lord. This has been a production of Tony Broom Ministries.